This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh my, this doesn't happen very often. Panthers up 2-0 last night after a Reinhardt and Barkov goals. And you're going, all right, they're cruising into this one because they get leads usually. Now, recently they had one of these, but man, Islanders score four goals in the third period. They end up losing 4-2, still in real good shape with some of their best players still out. Hopefully Tkachuk will be back once the playoffs start. Messi had a nice goal last night in the starting lineup in Atlanta. They get a 2-1 win. So a lot of good things going on here. And then we've got all kinds. Miami Open for all you tennis heads out there. And then, of course, racing comes back down to Homestead for NASCAR is back. And the college playoffs all set in basketball. We'll have the play-in games the next couple of days. And then, man, we are off and running here Thursday, Friday.
March is the best month for sports because you get everything in it.
Yeah. No, and then baseball is going to start up here. And before you know it, that's going to be rolling. We'll be talking about Paul Skeens and Sandy Alcantara going against each other as the Pirates and Marlins open up here on March 27th. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's a busy time and a good time to be here in South Florida.
I think October and March are the two best months for sports.
You know, when I got here, man, there was really nothing going on.
Yeah.
And now we are a full-blown sports city.
Absolutely.
Not the best.
I wanted to ask you, because I know you're a big tennis open, Miami Open fan.
Yeah.
Like, what's the best day, best time, best so, period.
So it's funny. So you know what? That's a great question. It really comes down to, so I like to walk around during the day, and but I enjoy watching. There's no bad players. Some of them are ranked 130th, 140th, 150th in the world, and that, like, oh, he's not a top 20, she's not a top 20, but they can all play now. They all got, and some of these youngsters, like this 17-year-old Russian, just won this tournament. 17 years old, and she's now beaten all the top players on the female side and on the women's side. So I want to see her play, although she's probably going to end up now playing a lot of her matches. All the big draws they want to get
into
on the
center
bigger
court, yeah.
And center court at night or during the day on the bigger courts. And I kind of like to walk around the outside and – That's if you're hardcore. If not, a lot of people like to see the stars play Coco Gauff. You know all the names, the top Americans or the top players in the world. And they'll play later in the week, and a lot of their matches will be on the main court, stadium court.
Okay.
But it really comes down to...
So if I go on a Thursday night, how many matches will I see on the main
court? Oh, Thursday night, there'll be good matches. Thursday night, by then, usually... that's first round for all the top players.
Okay, excellent.
Thursday, excellent. Friday. Are you going Thursday night?
I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to go. I'm trying to figure out when. You know, I gotta manage it with co-parenting. So I gotta navigate that.
Yeah.
be a good dad, then get slipping a date every once in a while.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you got to do it. You're right. You got to
have some balance, John.
You got to balance it out. Exactly. And I know you're working. You're not putting a lot of time on that dating thing, are you, right?
I'm actually not on the dating apps right now. I'm chilling out because I realize I just need to chill out. I just need just take a break. Take a break. Do me time. Yeah. So I got a couple of them dating, and no new applicants at the present moment.
But then they start liking you, and then you got a problem.
Nah, sometimes you like them and they don't like you, or they
Has
just put you.
Yet? Has that
oh
happened?
Yeah, that happens all the time. I get put in a, I get put in a certain category, and then it's hard for me to exit that category. And so sometimes I'm too outgoing for.
So you tell me you're not swiping right now.
Nah, I just see what swipes me. And then I'll look at it and be like, we'll see.
All right.
Yeah. No. But I'm not swiping.
Well, listen.
I've taken a timeout.
To everybody with their Miami Open, it's fun. I start going out there usually Wednesday? After work.
Okay.
They don't start till 11. So, but it is before it gets crazy. And the weekend, it's a big party now. They've made it. The food is great.
Mm-hmm.
Wife likes to go out there and have a few drinks, and we people watch, and we watch the matches, and, it's
fun.
They built
so many different venues and facilities for F1 and then the Miami Open. It's looks like a completely different stadium right now. And there is a event that they're throwing, a group called Social Exchange throwing for a party for the Miami Open. So I might try to, entertain that.
Yeah, well, no, listen, it's, again, not everybody likes tennis, not everybody likes racing, and we've got it all. We got it all going on right now, so really is a good time to get out there this week and next week are going to be one of my favorite times, just personally one of my favorites. Hey, so we also have today at 9 o'clock in 45 minutes, Rory McIlroy, and going to try to figure out who's going to win the Players' Championship. As Rory McIlroy is going to be playing against a guy, J.J. Spahn, who, 34 years old, barely qualified, been trying to get on the tour his whole life, is one of those heavy underdog stories going against one of the best players in the world. And they'll play three-hole playoff today, 16, 17, and 18, up at the Players' Championship outside of Jacksonville. So that's going on today as well. I'm telling you, man, there's a little something for everybody. And then on top of everything else, we still trying to put together this football team. All right, so you with me on this, the priority list right now. Guard still on the priority list, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right now, Liam Eichenberg's your starter.
Cornerback. Okay.
I
hope not.
Tell me who else is starting.
No, but you got to fill out your roster before.
Absolutely.
I don't want everybody sitting out there going, now Omar said he's going to start. No, you want him thinking, but
no. Nah, I mean, it is what it is. He's just sitting in the starting spot.
Cornerback.
That is clearly a position that they are leaving to the draft. They clearly don't like anybody in free agency, or maybe they go and attack it in this round. There are some good players there still on the trade market.
What do they think of Cam Smith?
Sorry.
Year three coming up.
Yeah, he ain't it. That's what they think of him. And they know that. They know this. They have to know this. And if they claim that they don't know this, then they don't talk to their players. And if they don't talk to their players, then they got an even bigger problem. That he is not the answer.
But I think the coordinator and his position coach have spoken, saying he's got to get in better shape. Like, when you got to tell a young guy he's got to get in better shape all this stuff. Come on, man.
It's not he's not the answer. And I think they know that.
They have
to know that. If they don't know that, then we have an even bigger problem.
Defensive tackle. Got to be right there at the.
Yeah, Zach Sealer is literally the only NFL player on the roster right now. And you need Prout 9 for training camp. Defensive lineman.
Got a lot of bodies. You start looking at a 90-man roster you want to have going into camp here. And I know there's going to be a lot of rookie free agents. Probably haven't talked about
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, even if we have three rookie free agents.
No, no, but going to camp, there will be a lot more than three. There will be 10 plus.
No, I'm talking about on defensive line. I'm just talking about defensive line. Even if we have three rookie free agents, you still got about you still need to add three more guys like who can actually play. And they do not – and I'm going to address this in a column for the Miami Herald – you know, you went into this season and you, Chris Greer, out of his own mouth said, we need to do a better job of building our trenches, reinforcing our trenches, building our line. And what have they done so far in the offseason? James Daniels and that's it.
Well, that's why this draft, besides whatever's left out there, they need to go and get something with a lot of tread on the tires and see how it runs.
Okay. And those players are a lot cheaper.
Draft.
Yeah,
get
so,
them on the cheap.
So you only
it's
have
okay for guys to come in and play right away.
You have 10 picks, so you're going to draft two defensive linemen and what, two offensive linemen?
Oh yeah, got to
doubling down on both spots for trench players.
I tell you the one's hard to find. Those cover corners are. I don't know what's out there, but cover corner's got to be.
Here's my thing. There are a lot of players out there like Jaire Alexander from Green Bay. Now, he's making ridiculous $17 million a year, which is why they want to trade him and dump him. You could probably trade him for a fifth-round pick and then rework his contract. So they must know something or be sitting on something for them to have this level of inactivity.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's a good point. Right now, they don't get the benefit of the doubt on anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're right. I mean, common sense is that they look at the boards and
yeah, they probably have some deal with Raekwon Davis to come back here. Once he can pass his physical, they have to have something that they think that or Calais has told them. Okay, you know, it's I'm coming back for this X amount of money. But, yeah. You know, they have to have something for them to have done nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
And now, if they don't have anything and still did nothing, then we are just looking at a disaster coming.
No, then we have to. I'm with you on that, for sure. Nope. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff. Oh, that's Omar Kelly, by the way, getting all fired up here today and trying to figure this thing out here between now. By the way, Pro Day. University of Miami, week from today. You're going down
there?
Yeah,
I'm probably going to go. If I'm not here with you, I'll probably – oh, actually, they'd probably start that about 10 o'clock. So.
I think they moved it back a little bit. I got a call last night and said it might get moved back a little bit there.
They need to. NFL teams will be here in the area for the best thing I want to praise the University of Miami for this because for years, and I'm talking years and years and years – they used to put University of Miami Pro Day at the start of free agency. What GM or coach is going to be on the University of Miami's campus start of free agency? And UM used to be right there. I'm like,
I got a feeling because of Cam Ward. And they got a lot of guys. They're going to be working out. They're going to get drafted. But yeah. Cam Ward is the big show there. But he didn't do a lot at the Pro Day, at Combine and that. So.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen.
Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They'll be out there. If they have a good draft and what you've seen, how good you've seen, and we don't know how good everybody's going to be. And I know things will happen during the year, and you can't read into, you know, and they got a tough home schedule, tougher home schedule, and the road seat. But people are saying that stuff. Nah. So anyway, how good can this team be?
I think they can be a 10-11 win team. If they can fix their trenches and if they can be reliable and counted on in their trenches. Would I say that they can right now? No, because it still hasn't been done. It's still not solidified. You literally have three defensive linemen on your team.
It looks to me, this is not like our team to do, it looks to me that they are depending a lot on the draft to hit on some guys. You have to anyway, when this money thing...
Yeah,
part of this got to be done through the draft. You got a certain amount of money for the draft,
and it's
the draft is cheap,
and it's easier to invest in young players in the draft because they're cheaper, and especially at positions where you know you could put them in there, and it's very simple for them. Like a cornerback is one of the simplest positions to play, zone or man. You just play zone or man. Like
there are certain positions history has told us. Like wide receiver, where guys can come in and play and be successful.
I would argue receiver. To you, you got to learn a lot for a receiver. You got to learn a lot. You got to learn a whole playbook.
Yeah, but my point is, we've had receivers, including Waddle.
Yeah.
We've had guys.
I mean, but Waddle was a slot his first year. Like, that was
doesn't
probably,
matter. But
that was probably the worst utilization ever.
But we've had guys. We've seen the league. Guys come in and chew it up pretty good.
Defensive tackle, you can play right away. Like, you can play right away. Cornerback, you can play right away. I think safety's a little bit more challenging, but you can pretty much play right away. Running back, you got, what, seven runs?
See, I think safety is a position you can have great success in year one.
Yeah, you can.
We had a guy that plays for Pittsburgh was pretty good in year one.
Was he really, though?
Oh, Lord.
Was he really, though?
In the slot, remember, he played the slot.
Oh, yeah,
slot.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but he played
crazy
the slot.
Good.
He didn't play.
I
mean, we didn't even utilize him right. But, yes, that's a whole different conversation for a different another day.
I think he
day.
Graded out really high as a...
I'm sure he did because he's a good player. He's a good athlete. The question is...
There are two guys that played for the Rams. One was a free agent. One's a third-round pick out
High
School.
They're very good players now. I'm not saying that you cannot...
Put them in your system.
Yeah. You
hopefully
got,
simplified
but you got to,
a little bit.
Hold on. You have to draft right and well. You can't go and do what this team has done, which is, well... We know he played a four three end, you know, but we're gonna have him transition to outside linebacker, which this team has done twice, and it's been a failure. Deion Jordan, Charles Harris, don't go into this thinking we're gonna project that this guy can do this and this guy can do that. Like this recent draft history has been not very good. Cam Smith. Channing Tindall, Eric Uzukama.
By the way, there's another year. What are we doing with Uzukama?
Nothing. He's a practice squad guy. Don't even think about him anymore. Don't.
But don't what about the tease we've had in a couple of
we had a tease
games.
Like 3 years ago. There's no tease. Don't even move on. Move on with your life. Stop investing time
and energy.
So
why would they just cut him and then bring in another guy that's got...
Because he knows the system and knows the offense, and maybe one day he'll blossom. He's a body.
That would be called a late developer.
Super late. Channing Tindall, same way. Like, if you're counting on Channing Tindall...
Channing actually had that last preseason game, he had like 13 tackles. I know it was basic. It was fundamental. You run your basic D, but and then they don't trust him ever to go back out and play. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because it's like, yeah, I mean, are you really banking on Channing Tindall? Like, they wouldn't sign 16 linebackers.
No, they have no belief in him outside
none,
of special
zero,
teams.
None.
Right.
You know, even some of these pass rushers, Muhammad Kamara, like, you had a thirst level desperation for pass rushing help last year, and he couldn't help you. Like, and I'm not saying that he can't develop, but you're just not very good at drafting. Let's just be honest with yourself as an organization.
Yeah, but
as Chris, I'm at the point where I would actually take Chris's drafting ability away from him. I'd say, hey, Marvin Allen, you go ahead, you run this draft. Like, everybody puts the board together, but that final, however they get to that final decision,
what's the new guy about that they just hired?
I don't know. And why would you join here and take this job?
Well,
unless
somebody must have said maybe we need another pair of eyes before we make these final decisions, because this is a big one for everybody.
I'm not sitting here and saying that it's all on Chris, because they all stack the board up together. They go into it and they tell the owner, this is our game plan. And hopefully this is how we execute our game plan. Everything is green lit. You understand what I'm saying? The board is green lit. The game plan is green lit.
Oh, no, I've seen the boards.
Yeah. And somehow we end up with crap. Consistently. Like, hey, Chris hasn't had a good draft since, what, 2016? And people will say the 2019 draft was a good draft. Where is it now? What is it doing? It's not even here. Like Jalen Phillips is like the last man standing. Okay, you want to talk about the 2020 draft. All right, there's two in who? Where is it now? Like,
Let me ask you,
not the point of what you're doing.
Has Tua been a good pick to this point, or has he missed too many games?
I'm not arguing against Tua being a good pick. And I'm not arguing for Tua being a good pick. Should it have been Justin Herbert? It probably should have been. He would probably be healthier. But you'd probably be the exact same place as a franchise.
The problem is, so Tua has ended up, when he plays, mm-hmm. he's had his moments. He's been really, really good,
yeah.
To be fair.
People don't realize
this. But the injuries.
Yeah.
Last year, a lot of quarterbacks stayed healthy for the full season. It was a great year for starting quarterbacks in the NFL to stay healthy.
Let me ask you a question.
But not here.
Tua has been in the MVP conversation in December two times now, 2022 and 2023.
I haven't once. I see you guys tried to jump in. Last year he tried to say he was in it.
He had the Vegas odds in 2022, and in the December of 2023, it was him and what's his name? The Baltimore quarterback who beat their face in. Lamar Jackson. Like, winner take all. Winner gets number one seed, winner takes MVP. And obviously we saw how that ended for Miami. Should they have taken care of business? Let me ask you this question. If they had beaten Tennessee and won the AFC East in 2023, but still lost in the first round of the playoffs, would we look at this team any differently?
Well, it would take care of one thing, finally winning the AFC East. But no, you need to win playoff games.
Okay.
I don't know. My meetings that I had so long ago were so different. Like, that man used to stand up in front and say, we're going to win the East.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going for home field advantage. We want everybody to play in the heat at the Orange Bowl.
Yes. Okay. And
we always thought with the crowd that they had at the Orange Bowl was loud. That place,
I get it. And that's,
that old stadium shape.
And that's virtually impossible for you for the last two decades. And you know why this is virtually impossible for you the last two decades? Because you had to go through Tom Brady, who was going to beat your face in, even though the Dolphins had more success against Tom Brady than any other franchise in NFL history. But you just weren't going to win the East. And now we got Josh Allen.
Who we haven't had great success with.
Yeah.
Here or there.
Who's had career games against you every damn time he plays against you. I don't even know what his quarterback rating is.
He and Lamar have a way of putting almost perfect quarterback rating against us. We got to go to break here. Hey, by the way, we've got Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Football Insider. He's had a busy week. We'll talk to him. By the way, also on his way down to Pro Day in Miami next Monday. I saw he was promoting. He's going to be down here. A lot of you tennis junkies out there. It's back. The Miami Open, Indian Wells finished yesterday, had the finals for the men and the women. And so now, after yesterday's winners, Jack Draper ends up winning that tournament. Did not see that one coming. And Mira Andreeva, 17-year-old Russian. Man, 5'9", moves, and has now beaten over the last month, I believe they said. I was watching the event yesterday. She's beating all the top females on tour. I think she's now going to move up in the top 10. 17 years old and beat the number one player in the finals yesterday, Sabalenka. So a lot of stuff going on. Should be a great tournament, man. And a lot of including the Joker. Thought maybe Djokovic was done playing down here, and he's back. Alcaraz going to play, Medvedev, Zverev, Ben Shelton, big lefty, big serve, Jack Draper, Taylor Fritz. So hey, man, you were asking me, there's a lot of people to go out and watch. Coco Gauff, Madison Keys, and Sabalenka.
Who's this Mira, you said? Mira what? What is her name?
Andreeva.
Okay. I'll definitely put her on the list. Check her out.
You know what's amazing? So every so often you get one of these 17, 18, 19-year-olds, Alcaraz did it too, come in and just friggin' right, like should be just coming out of high school or finishing up high school and beating the top players in the world. It's crazy. In an individual sport, you know, not the team thing where we got to depend.
But it's how they get raised, though. Where is she? I don't know. I know she's Russian, but is she training down here in South Florida, like one of these tennis academies?
I don't know how that is with the way the world is right now. Yeah. So that's a great point. I know a lot of Russians do train here, and their families have moved here so they could get training over here. But I'm always amazed at somebody young, and she's out there playing a woman who's winning majors yesterday and gets the crap beat out of her in the first set and wins the next two. Just like, okay, I want to see her play now. And she said they just got tough. She made bad shots. She's screaming and yelling, and they're going, oh, then she's losing her cool. This is not good. And they go, oh, hell no, this gets her fired up. She plays better. Hey, so anyway, we've got some NFL news, too, that we're going to be talking to Baldy about coming up here. Were you surprised Aaron Rodgers is not signed yet?
No, because he's a weirdo. And the best situation for him is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not going to give him absolute total control, which is what he wants because he's a control freak.
I don't think he'll get that again. He'll never get anything like he had with the Jets. He let him bring in like five or six of his buddies.
Yeah, I know.
And they're saying some of those guys couldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
Cobbs can't play anymore.
Yeah.
He was done.
I mean, the old man.
I need my guy.
Here's the thing, and let me bring this back to Zach Wilson, because I know everybody's going to be like, oh, Zach Wilson, he was a horrible quarterback, a tremendous bust, a number two pick that absolutely failed with the Jets. Okay, cool. And there's no defending that, okay? I'm not sitting here and telling you that he's this great project that's going to be, you know, something turned into something special here in Miami. But Aaron Rodgers, who is arguably top five, can we even say top five quarterback of all time, went to the Jets, and for 2 years, and yes, I know he didn't start 1 year, but went to the Jets, and they had the same product with Aaron Rodgers and all those free agents and a bigger line and more resources put into the defense, they still sucked. So sometimes it's not the quarterback, because
they don't see. First of all, I just think part of that is the system they have, to your point. And the second part is they've really struggled to figure out the offensive line.
Yeah. No.
And they put some money into it, and it.
Yeah, no.
Apparently this old line thing's not as easy.
It's not. It's
Giants, not. Jets, Dolphins.
Yeah, I think you're going to see, especially in this draft, you're going to see such a premium put on offensive linemen. Like if you're Miami and you don't get offensive linemen in the first two rounds, you're probably going to be left with your hands in your pockets, because you're going to have nothing, and you're going to draft somebody and pretend like they could be something. But really, it's they're going to kill it in the first 2 days, offensive linemen and defensive linemen. If you don't pick them, they're going to be gone. And that's a sad spot for this team, because they need cornerbacks desperately, they need offensive linemen desperately, and they need defensive linemen desperately. You're not going to be able to address everything in the first two rounds. And then even if you do that, you're not going to be picking best player available. You're just going to be picking for need. So I'm curious to see how they're going to be aggressive in this week of free agency, where you're getting older players, you're getting injured players, and you're getting cheaper players. Doesn't mean they can't play, but you know that's what's still out there.
So I had guard, cornerback, and defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not necessarily done at safety either.
I'm not done at safety either. But I just – it's a luxury right now. It's an absolute luxury.
What do you do on third quarterback?
A third quarterback? Draft somebody in the third.
All of a sudden, third quarterback a little more important here than it is most places.
Nah, it's fine.
Really? How many guys did we use last year?
If you lose one, season done. One and season done.
I know, but we still got – I mean, I get that, but you can't –
No, I'm not interested in investing in draft picks in a quarterback. One, because the next group of guys, they're gonna look at this quarterback and they're like, yeah, we want to pick our own. It always happens. Don't waste it. You better pick something that's gonna save your job. A rookie quarterback is not gonna save anybody's job. He's just not. He's not.
No, you're not gonna be ready to play.
They're not gonna be ready to play.
Not in this system.
You better go select something that's going to help you on special teams, help you as a seventh offensive lineman, help you as a rotational, give you 300 snaps as a nose tackle. You better go get an inside linebacker you really like. You better go get something that's going to help you right now, because because obviously Zach Wilson, he's like one of the top five paid backup quarterbacks in the league. Do you realize that?
No.
They gave him real money. They gave him legit.
Oh, no, he gave him money that I knew he's about. When they gave $6 million guaranteed.
That's real money.
That he is, they believe that he is the guy, and he's going to be an upgrade over what we just had.
And he's got tools. He's got tools. He's got ability. He's just got to.
No, physically he can.
And as I said to you last week, if Mike McDaniel and Darrell Bevell, the quarterback coach, prove that they can fix this quarterback, they'll have jobs forever in the NFL. Because you've just proven you can fix two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.